190. Study.
I spend more time looking up in dictionaries than studying scientific papers.
It might be a good idea just to skim over the less important papers to get the main idea.
What's worrying you, Lee?
I don't seem able to keep up with all the reading we're expected to do. I simply can't finish.
If I were you, I'd stop worrying. Your problem is not so unusual. Most postgraduates have trouble getting through all the reading assigned to them. But of course, you have the added problem that it's in a foreign language.
That's true. I spend more time looking up in dictionaries than studying scientific papers.
There's no need to read every word of those papers, you know. It might be a good idea just to skim over the less important papers to get the main idea.
I'll give it a try. Thanks for your encouragement.
Meng is discussing his problems in his study with Professor Poole.
You seem to be doing all right, Meng.
But I have to spend so much time reading.
There is a lot of reading, but that's normal for postgraduate work. I think part of your problem is the fact that it's in a foreign language to you.
I suppose I'll just have to learn to read faster.
How about the seminars? Can you follow the discussions?
Well, I can usually follow what the others say, but I'm not so accustomed to it, and I'm not so sure what to say.
Don't be bashful about speaking out. Seminars are very important in postgraduate work. As I see it, most of the benefit of the seminars comes from the exchange of ideas.
Yes, I'm beginning to see that. I've got some valuable insights from the others.
But you should share your insights with us. I'm sure you have a lot to offer, just as the others do. 191. English.
I think English is an easy language to learn. Don't you agree?
In my opinion, English is a very difficult language.
You know, I think English is an easy language to learn. Don't you agree?
Well, I'm not so sure. Why do you say that?
The grammar rules are very easy. Don't you think so?
No, not really. I disagree. In my opinion, English is a very difficult language.
Oh? What makes you say that?
You don't always pronounce English words in the way you spell them.
Maybe you were right.
Bob and Jenny are talking about what to do in summer.
Well, Jenny, the school year is almost over. We just have 2 more weeks before exams. What do you plan to do this summer?
I'm going to teach English to some immigrants in the university's community service program.
That sounds interesting. Don't you need to speak any foreign languages for a job like that?
No, you don't. You just have to present the language simply and give students a chance to practice speaking.
Come to think of it, that's the way I was taught to speak Chinese. But speaking Chinese didn't help me learn to read and write Chinese.
My students won't want to read and write English, at least not now. They are more interested in speaking.
You sound very knowledgeable about all this. How do you know so much?
I took a teaching English as a second language course last year when you were in China. I think I would like to be an ESL teacher when I graduate. 192. Education.
Children start school at about the age of 5.
Less than 20% of 18-year-olds enter university.
Would you please tell me something about English education system?
All right. What exactly are you interested in?
Just a general outline will do.
Perhaps I better begin from the beginning.
Jackson is talking with Wong Ping on English education system.
Mr. Wong, I gather you want to get some background into the English education system?
That's right. It's very good of you to spare the time to see me.
Delighted to help.
I would like a general outline to begin with, if that's okay.
Fine. Perhaps I'd better begin from the beginning. Children start school at about the age of 5. From 5 to 11, they attend primary school. At 11, they transfer to secondary school.
I see. And how long do they stay there?
Well, 16 is the earliest leaving age, though many stay on to continue their schooling until 18. Those who stay on after 16 may stay at the same secondary school or move to special colleges, which just take 16 to 18-year-olds. A third option for the children in this age range is to continue their education at technical colleges. These provide academic courses, as do schools, but in addition, they offer specific vocation training.
So they could train students in, say, bricklaying or car mechanics?
Yes, that's the sort of thing.
How many of the secondary school students could enter university?
Still a minority. Less than 20% of 18-year-olds enter university.
193. Graduation.
You make me feel so proud, graduating with such good grades.
Next week, we will graduate from high school.
Son, you make me feel so proud, graduating with such good grades.
Thanks, Dad.
He takes after my father. So hardworking.
No, he takes after my father. So intelligent.
I say, I just take after you both.
That's correct.
Shh! Be quiet. The chairman is going to speak.
Peter and Mary are going to graduate. They talk about that when they meet.
Next week we will graduate from high school. I can hardly wait.
But first there are two more examinations which I have to pass.
And there are three more papers that I have to write.
Did you get your cap and robe for the graduation ceremony?
Yes, but the robe which they gave me is too long. The person who gave it to me told me to take it back.
The one that they gave me is too short. Maybe we should trade.
That's a good idea. Let's do it.
Why not?
194. Library.
The books are due back on the 18th of November.
You can renew the book if you can't finish reading.
Can I take these books out, please?
Yes, sure. You filled in the forms, haven't you?
Yes, here you are.
That's okay. The books are due back on the 18th of November.
What if I can't finish reading them?
You can renew them over the phone, or just bring them and we will restamp them.
In the library.
Are you having a problem?
Yes. I have to do a research paper for history. There is a major book that I need, but I can't find it.
Did you try the card catalog?
Yes, but it's not there.
Well, if it's a recent book, it won't be in the card catalog. All acquisitions since 1993 are in the computer. I'd advise you to try that.
No wonder. This book was published in 1998.
All you have to do is to go to the computer terminal, type in the title or the author's name. You will get the call number and the circulation status.
Do you mean it will tell me whether the book is out or not?
Yes, it will. It will also give you the due date. If the book is in the library, it will tell you if it's on the shelf or at the bindery. 195. Festivals.
What's the biggest holiday in China?
Spring Festival. It's also called Chinese New Year. Do you realize it's November already? Before you know it, Thanksgiving will be here.
Gee, you're right. do you feel like inviting your sister and her family over?
Sure. After all, they had us over last year.
Good. That's settled. Why don't you give them a call and see if they can come?
Sure. Say, Randy, can you help me with the shopping? We need to get a turkey.
Right. Let's get a nice big one. Do you need ingredients for the stuffing?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding me. This is going to be fun. With Dan coming home from college, it'll be a real family reunion.
Talking about holidays.
Mr. Arnold, what holidays do you have?
We seem to have the most holidays in the world. The big national holidays we have are Thanksgiving, Memorial Day, and Labor Day. Of course, we celebrate our Independence Day. That's the 4th of July. The biggest holiday is Christmas. What's the biggest holiday in China, Mrs. Wong?
Spring Festival. It's also called Chinese New Year. It's celebrated according to the lunar calendar.
In which month is it in the Western calendar?
It varies every year. It comes either at the end of January or the beginning of February.
That's fascinating. How do you celebrate it?
Well, all shops are closed, and everyone seems to stay at home. It's the time for family reunions, you know. On New Year's Eve, many people stay up the whole night.
What about the children?
It's really a great holiday for children. They dress up in their best and play with firecrackers in the streets.
196. Holidays and vacation.
Where would you like to go for our vacation this year?
That's a perfect place. Let's spend our vacation there. Hello, Joy. Back from your holidays? Did you go abroad again this year?
Yes, we did. We went camping. It was marvelous.
Not my sort of holiday, I'm afraid. I've never been camping out for my vacation.
Oh, Eric, nowadays it's not very different from being in a hotel, and much freer.
Joy, you make it sound very nice. There's one thing about camping that'll put me off it forever.
Oh, yes? And what's that?
It reminds me of a sergeant I used to hate in the army.
Planning a holiday.
Where would you like to go for our vacation this year?
I liked going to that cabin last year. It was fun going fishing on the lake.
Yes, but I remember all the black flies, too. Besides, I didn't think it was much fun.
I really loved it. We went hiking along the old mountain trails. We even learned to ride horses.
All I remember about the horses was that I was thrown off. What do you think of the trip we made to the seashore?
Do you mean the cottage we rented 2 years ago?
Maybe not the exact same place, but something like it. That trip was terrific. I remember catching a small marlin.
I liked going to that amusement park where there were wild animals. Remember? We could see them while driving through the park. The monkeys came up to our car and we fed them.
You're right. That's a perfect place. Let's spend our vacation there.
197. Studying abroad.
My visa has just come through.
You can't apply for the visa until you get a letter of acceptance and an I-20 form.
I heard you were applying to study in Britain. How is it going?
My visa has just come through.
Congratulations. When will you leave?
In a fortnight. I just want to talk to you about it. What clothes should I take with me?
How long are you going to stay there?
2 years.
Oh, well, in that case, you'll need to take clothes for every season. But don't take too many clothes with you. You can buy them quite cheaply in England.
Getting information about studying in an American university.
Excuse me, I'd like some information on how to get into an American university.
Well, first you write and get an application form. Then you send it in with a copy of your school records and an affidavit of support.
And do I need to take any tests?
Yes, you have to take the TOEFL.
And what about the visa? When can I apply for it?
Well, you can't apply for the visa until you get a letter of acceptance and an I-20 form from a university.
I see. And one more thing. Are foreign students allowed to work in the States?
They'll only let you work in summer, and you'll need to get permission from the U.S. Office of Immigration to do that. During the school year, you're not allowed to work unless the work experience is part of your school program.
198. At the Customs.
Have you got anything to declare?
No, I've only got clothes and things like that.
Have you got anything to declare?
Yes, I've got a bottle of perfume and a bottle of whiskey.
One bottle of perfume?
Yes, one bottle of perfume.
And what's this?
It's a bottle of whiskey.
All right, thank you.
At the Customs. A is a customs officer. B is a visitor.
Are these your bags, sir?
Yes, that's right.
Have you anything to declare?
No, I've only got clothes and things like that.
What's the purpose of your visit?
I'm here on business.
I see. Would you mind opening this one?
Not at all.
What's inside this package?
Presents for some of my friends, their glass vases, and so on.
Got any cigarettes? Spirits?
I've got 200 cigarettes, but I haven't got any spirits.
Would you mind showing me your camera, please, sir?
Not at all.
I see. Thank you. Right, that's all. Thank you. 199. Party.
It's a great party, isn't it?
Yeah, and the music's wonderful. John really knows how to hold a party.
It's a great party, isn't it?
Yeah, and the music's wonderful. John really knows how to hold a party.
Have you known him long?
John? Oh, yeah. We went to middle school together.
After a party, Linda is chatting with her daughter Lisa and daughter-in-law, Wang Ling.
So, Mom, how are you feeling about the party?
Oh, wonderful, definitely. It was a real success, wasn't it? Everyone seemed to have a good time, and the food was perfect. There were very few leftovers, which I'm happy to say. And you two were marvelous. I don't know what I would have done without you.
I really enjoyed the whole day, the preparations and the party itself. I was a bit upset when I tasted my jiaozi, though. They were so salty.
I shouldn't worry about that if I were you. I thought they were great.
But they really were too salty. They would have tasted much better if I had put less salt in them.
Perhaps you're right, but I think you're just a bit of a perfectionist. All our friends love you.
I'm happy to hear that, because I enjoyed meeting them all.
There were more people than I expected. I was surprised.
Yes, almost everyone we invited came. I just wish Kathy had been here. I really missed her.
There was a happy atmosphere. I just wish we'd taken some photographs.
Yes, I agree. I really couldn't forgive Bob for forgetting to buy a film for the camera.
Never mind, Mom. You'll have lots of good memories of the party for years to come.
200. Invitation.
Are you doing anything special Saturday night?
Don't forget our dinner in Mr. Johnson's house. He invited us for today.
Say, are you doing anything Saturday night?
No, nothing special. Why?
Well, do you feel like going to that new disco?
Oh, that's a terrific idea.
Shall I pick you up at your house?
Okay, what time?
Is 7 o'clock okay?
Fine. Well, see you at 7.
Right. So long for now.
A dinner invitation.
Pen, are you finishing your report?
No, not yet.
Don't forget our dinner in Mr. Johnson's house. He invited us for today.
Oh, I completely forgot about it. Thanks for reminding me.
I don't blame you for forgetting about it. The Americans seem always to give out their invitations so far in advance. Mr. Johnson said he would pick us up in front of this library, but I don't remember the time.
Let me check my notebook. 6:30. He said he would be here at 6:30.
Right. It's informal, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what he said. He said we could wear anything we like.
Okay. Now I'll go up to the reading room to finish that book. I'll see you at 6:30 downstairs.
All right. See you later.
201. Birthday. Happy birthday, Alice. Many happy returns of the day.
Thank you very much, Peter.
Today is the 20th, isn't it?
No, it's the 21st.
So tomorrow's the 22nd, Washington's birthday.
No, he was born on February the 2nd, but his birthday is now celebrated on the third Monday in February.
Right. Do you remember in which year he was born?
Let's see. I think he was born in 1732 and died in 1799.
Well, you certainly have a very good memory.
I just saw a program about him on TV last night. At the birthday party.
Happy birthday, Alice. Many happy returns of the day. Here's a present for you.
Thank you, Peter. Come into the dining room.
Have some sandwiches first, Peter.
Thanks, John. Who's that girl?
That's Joan. She's pretty, isn't she? She likes to dance. Ask her to dance.
Well, I don't know.
Don't be afraid. She isn't going to bite you.
I'm going to cut the cake now.
Happy birthday to you.
202. Dance.
May I invite you to dance with me?
I would be glad to. It's so hot here.
It's noisy, too, but the music is great.
Yes. May I invite you to dance with me?
I'd be glad to.
I like this record very much. Do you come here often?
Now and again, at weekends.
Here comes my friend Dick. I'll introduce you to him.
Mac is off for breakdance.
Bye, Mom. We're off.
Off where?
Breakdancing.
Breakdancing? Whatever's that?
You dance on your shoulders and on your back, and on your head when you're good enough.
It doesn't sound much like dancing to me. More like some competition in the Olympic Games.
Yeah, it's good exercise. Keeps you fit, but not like school athletics. It's great, Mom.
And where are you off to do your breakdancing?
Oh, we do it in the street. Anywhere. You just do it, where you feel like it.
Just start dancing in the street like that?
Why not? We take the portable cassette recorder, and when we find a nice street, we turn the music up really loud and start dancing.
I suppose that explains the condition of your clothes lately.
What do you mean, Mom?
All these tears and holes I've suddenly been noticing in unusual places. That explains it. 203. Concert.
I've got 2 tickets for a Beethoven concert tomorrow evening.
It's a new concert hall, and the acoustics are great.
Hello, Mary. Are you free tomorrow evening?
Yes, I suppose so.
I've got 2 tickets for a Beethoven concert tomorrow evening. Wouldn't you want to go with me?
Wonderful. I'd love to go.
Let's make it at 7:00 at the entrance of the Grand Theater, then. And try to get there on time, will you?
Don't worry. See you then.
During the intermission of a symphony concert.
Would you like to stretch your legs?
Sure.
Let's get a soft drink.
Do we have enough time?
It's a 15-minute intermission.
The seats are excellent. We're right in the center.
It's a new concert hall, and the acoustics are great.
I can't agree more.
Is this your first time to come to a symphony concert?
In the United States, yes. But back in China, I went to concerts a couple of times with my parents.
Do you have large concert halls in your city?
We have 2. One is like this one. The other is a little smaller.
That's great. Well, we'd better get back to our seats. It's about to start.
204. Musical instruments.
Do you play a musical instrument?
Yes, I play the guitar.
Do you play a musical instrument?
Yes, I play the guitar.
How well can you play it?
As a matter of fact, I'm in the school band.
Oh, you must spend a lot of your free time practicing. Is that right?
Right. In order to perform well, you have to practice a lot.
In the following conversation, Dennis is interviewing Stephanie, a music teacher.
Which do you think is the easiest instrument for people to learn to play?
I think the guitar is the easiest to learn. It's one of the easiest to carry, and that's important for a musician.
And the second?
My second choice is probably the most popular instrument, and I think it's the most satisfying too, because you can make more progress at the beginning. That's the piano.
Is playing a woodwind or brass instrument very difficult? It looks quite easy.
I think the clarinet and the trumpet are the easiest to learn. Finding the notes is quite easy, and breathing isn't a serious problem. But I find all the wind instruments less satisfying for people to play, because you can't do much alone. You have to play with others.
And which do you think is the most difficult instrument to play?
No doubt at all, the violin. And I think it's the most difficult because both hands have to work, but they have to do different jobs. The left hand makes the notes on the strings while the right hand has to manage the bow, and bowing well is an art.
205. Music and songs.
That's my new record. Don't you like it?
Well, I'm not too fond of his songs. He doesn't sing about meaningful things.
Linda, turn down the stereo a bit. I'm trying to read.
That's my new record, Dad. Don't you like it?
The singer, is he the one who won all the music awards?
Yes, he is also the one singing in the movie we saw last night on TV.
Well, I'm not too fond of his songs. He doesn't sing about meaningful things.
He does. You just don't listen to his songs.
You play them so loudly. Anyone not listening must be deaf.
Okay, Dad. I'll turn down the volume.
Peter and Tom are listening to songs.
Peter, listen to the lyrics of this song. What's so special about this song? It's from the musical that is so popular in New York right now. Do you like it?
Not very much. It sounds too emotional to me.
That's why it is so popular. It was recorded by Barbara Martin. I've heard that when she sang this song on stage the opening night, she created quite a sensation.
I'm afraid my association with Broadway musicals is rather limited.
Well then, you need an introduction. The school drama club is putting on a musical production. How about going together?
I have a better idea. Let's go to a jazz concert, and I'll give you an education in jazz.